The U.S. president has signed a decree ending the separation of parents and children at the Mexican border following political uproar over the extreme immigration policy.
This has been going on for 60 years. 60 years, nobody's taken care of it. Nobody's had the political courage to take care of it, but we're going to take care of it. But it's been going on.
The new policy has meant that children and their parents would be detained together if they cross the border without papers. The American administration has come under pressure to end its zero-tolerance policy towards immigration. Footage of children taken from their parents and locked up in cages drew condemnation from the international community. Joining us live now from Washington, D.C. is Press TV's correspondent, Colin Campbell. Colin, tell us about the reactions to this Trump move.
Well, many people say it's about time that the president signed an executive order. Now, remember, in the days leading up to this, the president said he had no control over this, that it was really the Democrats who had to come to the table and make an agreement with Republicans and him to refrain from separating parents from their children. Once the stories came out about the tender care facilities, another name for putting babies into cages, came out, and there was such a public outrage, that's when I think the president was pressured into making a compromise, signing in some type of executive order that would refrain from this type of separation. Now remember, this wasn't just the Democrats' influence. This all came down to Democrats' influence, public outrage, criticism from fellow Republicans, and then you had a differing of opinion from his own wife, the president, the First Lady Melania Trump, coming out with her own statement saying that there should be some kind of compromise. And then she was followed by previous First Lady. So there was widespread outrage, putting a lot of pressure on President Trump and the Trump administration. And that is the manifestation of what we see now, this executive order. Now, I haven't had a chance to go through the executive order detail by detail, but some say it's a little bit light in its specifics, which is really a trademark of the Trump administration, is to make these agreements and make these deals without much specificity, without much detail. But we do know that this is supposed to prevent the separation of parents from their children. How long that would last, as long as people are being processed, that it remains to be determined. But we do know that under lots of pressure, lots of scrutiny, and lots of criticism, the president has finally acquiesced into signing some type of legislation, even if it was him unto himself, into try to resist the attempt of separating children from their parents as they're being processed, as they seek asylum or residency in the United States.
You know, Colin, this is at a time that the United States has walked away from the Human Rights Council as well, the United Nations Human Rights Council. Is this the arc or the pattern now in the United States that it's essentially walking away from many of the human rights values that it espouses?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, this is something that really came at a shock to so many people, is walking away from the Human Rights Commission. But of course, those who are following the Trump administration's machinations as how they are dealing with the strife or the contention between Israelis and Palestinians, it's really not that surprising. And if you listen to the statements coming from the Trump administration as to why they walked away from this commission, it had a lot to do with the criticism that the U.S. is getting for its support of Israel. And I think that because of the strong lobby here, because of the money that's being given to politicians, there was a strong desire and endorsement for them to walk away from this agreement, which really breaks years of tradition. It also isolates the U.S. when it comes to human rights violations, when it comes to how it deals with its human rights question. And it really does raise a lot of questions for the future, exactly how the U.S. will deal with criticism when it comes to human rights, with people who are trying to enter the country and people who live in the country.
Very well, Colin. We'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate your reporting for us.